Scottie Scheffler wins in a runaway.
Hello, everyone. This is Adam with Greenside Podcast. This is a podcast that I decided to start today about everything with golf and sports betting. And jump right into it and just recap the U.S. Open, talk about the upcoming tournament this week, and then everything else going on in sports and what some odds look like right now. I just want to say if you are listening, thank you for listening. If you want to be added onto the call, debate any of my takes, or just join as a co-host, I want to treat this almost as a radio show where viewers can call in and join the call, join the podcast. So you can reach out at greensideaction@outlook.com and we'll schedule time, schedule a call. If it doesn't work with my recording hours, we'll record it. But when you can't call, and then I'll layer it into the broadcast. So we'll go ahead and get started. First off, just want to say what a crazy United States Open. No one was expecting JJ Spahn at the beginning of the week, 150-1 odds. I surely wasn't, didn't have any of my money on him. But he really pulled out and showed that he was the best golfer this weekend, and not upset at all that he won. I think he deserved it, especially in those conditions on Sunday. I don't think how you can say anything other than that he deserved it. I had my money on Sam Burns at 80-1 odds pre-tournament, so a little heartbreaking with that finish, but overall still a great tournament, nothing to complain about there. And actually, I would be willing to say best major of the year, even better than Rory's win in the Masters in the playoff. I just think when you had at one point 6-7 people that could have won, that just makes for a really good major. So in my opinion, U.S. Open is the best major already, and this U.S. Open was better than all the other majors we've had this year. And that's saying a lot. I got to actually go to Quail Hollow Club on Sunday and watch the end of the PGA Championship, and it was a wonderful major, but Scotty ran away with it. Kind of got exciting there for a second when Rom tied it up. They're 9-hole going on to 10. Rom tied it up, but Scotty ran away with it. Rom fell apart, and this was a much cooler finish, especially with the 64-foot putt at the end. So nothing you can say there. But JJ Spahn had a great week. I mean, shot a 72 on Sunday, but had a bogey-free 66 round one. I shot two over on Friday and then one under on a Saturday to finish with the only player under par. Some notable performances on Sunday. Robert McIntyre with a 68. That's pretty crazy. He kind of came out of nowhere. I don't think the broadcast even really showed him until like hole 16 when they realized that he might have a chance and everyone else was falling apart. And I don't blame the broadcast for that. You can't, or NBC, the broadcasters, you can't predict that he was going to be in contention at plus one, but it was cool that he did. Feel bad for Sam Burns. Shot a 78 on Sunday after leading the Saturday and Friday of the tournament. Just a brutal beat. I'm a big Sam Burns fan, big LSU Tigers fan, but it's just crazy that he went out and shot a 78 on Sunday to give it up like that. And even more heartbreaking for Adam Scott. Adam Scott shot a 79 to go to T12 on the weekend. Just a brutal beat when you start Sunday in second and finished T12 at plus six, but nothing he can do, I guess. Ben Griffin with a plus five, 71 on a Sunday, a pretty good performance overall. Scotty shot even par on both Saturday and Sunday, but really thought he might be able to bring it back, especially on his back nine. He had so many putts for birdie that he just couldn't get in the hole. Felt bad about that. I was kind of rooting for Victor if Sam couldn't get it done, but Victor also couldn't get it done. 73 on Sunday. Just kind of fell apart. And I really liked his reaction to JJ Spahn's putt at the end. He could have chipped that off the green and not gave him the read, try to dunk it so he had a chance. But I mean, JJ Spahn sinking the 64-foot putt to win the tournament is nothing you can do about that. J.J. Spahn, I liked his post-round interview. He was really tugging on the heartstrings. I didn't necessarily get teared up, but I was a little emotional. Just seems like a good guy. Love watching him win. I really, not that this is life-changing. He had a lot of earnings coming into this. He has, let's see here, $22.8 million in career earnings throughout his time as a professional golfer, which is pretty good. But I thought a crazy stat is after this $4.3 million that he won this weekend, he's at 9.6 in the 2025 season. So that is 42.25% of his career total earnings just this year. So J.J. Spahn's having a phenomenal year. Just some of his finishes, T3 at the Sony, T2 at Cosnet, T6 at Charles Schwab. And everyone knows about the playoff on the Players with Rory. Ended up getting 2.7 from that. So still a nice payout there, but I'm sure he wanted to win that. And I'm not sure what the exemptions come with winning the Players, but I'm sure it's a lot. But doesn't matter, because now he's in the U.S. Open for the next 10 years and in all the other majors for the next 5. So good on JJ. Another big move on the Data Golf World Rankings. He has moved up to 18, so up 7 spots from last week's ratings. This is using Data Golf. Everyone knows the OWGR is kind of cooked, but he is 8 in the world golf rankings, so I don't pay much mind to that. But 18 overall in the Data Golf rankings is really solid, and 7's a huge move there. A couple other people had some pretty notable moves. So Sam Burns went up 4 spots and now is 11 in Data Golf, and Russell Henley up 4 spots and 10. So two guys to watch out for the Ryder Cup team for America. Some other people had some big moves. Thurston Lawrence went up 78 spots in Data Golf World Ranking, but still at 194. So nothing to really note there, but still a huge move, 78 spots in 1 week. Tom Kim up 21 spots in the Data Golf World Ranking to rank 89. So he had a decent performance out at Oakmont, but still just wasn't able to get it done. I loved his shot on, I believe that was hole 17, where he was talking to it in the air, ended up birdieing that hole to get a plus 9 on the week. So like seeing that from Tom Kim. He was one of the players I got to follow at the PGA Championship, and he seemed like a really cool guy. So always rooting for him. But yeah, looking at the Ryder Cup rankings. So J.J. Spahn got jumped up 10 spots to be number 3 on the USA side. Scotty is officially qualified, which everyone knew that was going to happen, but it's official now with 26,000 points, over double. Second place, Xander Schauffele with 12,000 points. And J.J. Spahn is 11,900 points. He's right on Xander for the second spot on the Ryder Cup team. He moved Bryson down. He has 10,300 points. A JT at 9,400 points. And then Colin right behind him with 9,400 points. A lot of the guys looking to get in right now. I like Russell Henley. Really like Ben Griffin. Maverick McNealy's in ninth, looking good. I don't know about Harris English. He's in 10th. We'll see what he can do the rest of the season. The same with Andrew Novak. He was hot when he lost to JT. But he hasn't really seemed to do anything since then, so we'll see how he ends up. Brian Harman in 12th with the last spot. Patrick Cantlay hanging out right around there with 13. And same with Sam Burns in 14. So Sam could have held off some of them bogeys at the end. He'd probably find his way in the top 12. He's right on Patrick Cantlay and Brian Harman's tail. So definitely think Sam Burns has potential to make the team. He's been hot since Canada. This week in the Travelers Championship, Sam Burns is still 40-1 odds, which I really like that. I think he's hot. I think he, you know, came up short in Canada, came up short at the U.S. Open. He may want to get some revenge in Travelers. It's worth a lot of points being a signature event. I see a lot of value there, 40-1 odds plus 4,000. Scotty Scheffler plus 280 has the best odds to win the tournament. Saw what Scotty did last year. Don't think you can ever bet against Scotty, but like some of these other guys lower down the list with a little better odds. I like Victor Hovland at 33-1. That seems like good value after what he did this week. And then JJ Spahn at 50-1 odds. I'm going to have to sprinkle a little bit on that. I don't see how you cannot after what he did this week and how good he was putting on Sunday. I don't know how you couldn't. Speaking of his putting, that is the first major for Lab putters. I'm not a Lab putter owner myself, but could definitely see it in my future. So big for Lab putters. I don't think it'll be the last. I think we may start seeing other guys switch over to the Lab. You're seeing a lot of other brands do the lie angle balance or the zero torque. I know Spider just came out with one, and I forgot who it was, but one of the players was testing out a zero torque, a custom Scotty Cameron prototype this last weekend at the US Open. So I think we're going to see it a lot more coming out. I personally have a zero torque putter, but it is not a Lab. It's an older Cleveland Huntington Beach putter. Had it for years now. Love the thing, but I think when it's time to switch, it's probably going to be a Lab for me. I just don't think I can do the DF3. I think it's a little ugly with the head. We have to do the OZ1 or the OZ1i. I'm not sure. Just going to have to go get fitted for it. But definitely see a Lab putter in my future. Looking at the world of sports, said I was an LSU fan. LSU is up 5-3 as I'm recording this on June 16th. To UCLA in the College World Series. They beat Arkansas on Saturday. It was a really good game, 1-4-1. But we'll see if they can pull it out with UCLA. UCLA put up a 3-spot in the first inning. LSU put up a 4-spot, and we're now in weather delay. Arkansas beat Murray State 3-0 through a no-hitter, which is a huge deal in the College World Series. Feel bad for Murray State. That is their elimination game. Louisville eliminated Arizona to go on and face Oregon State again. That's who put them in the loser's bracket. And the winner of that game will play Coastal Carolina. If LSU can pull it out with UCLA tonight, they will face the winner of Arkansas-UCLA. They got to fight it out in the loser's bracket. So my prediction is that LSU versus Coastal Carolina. You can bet that. I'm not sure. Don't have the odds pulled up right now, but I think that's what's going to occur. Watched a lot of college baseball this year. Stanley Cup is on. It's currently Florida leads 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow night, the 17th. The odds for that right now is currently Oilers plus 310. I think there's some value in that. I don't think they're going to get it done, though. I like Panthers in 7. I do think it'll go to Game 7. NBA is on right now. Oklahoma City currently leads the Pacers 45-32 at the time of me recording this. It is the second quarter with 6 minutes left, and the live money line for the Pacers is plus 750, which, knowing how the Pacers have played, might have to throw a little bit on that. Just went up to plus 800. I'm actually about to deposit into my FanDuel Sportsbook. It is currently 2-2 in the series, and Oklahoma just can't seem to put the Pacers away. I think they're the better team, but we've seen what the Pacers have done. I like that value right there. But yeah, that is my recap of the U.S. Open. It's going to be brief. If you do listen to this, just let me know what you think of the podcast. Let me know what I can do better. If you want to be on the podcast, send that email to greensideaction@outlook.com. I'll get back with you and we'll see. We can put you on the show. And our times will work out. But yeah, thank you all for listening, and y'all have a great rest of your week.